good every once in a while to be standing down there at the river and look over next to you and see them old muddy shoes, follow up the calf of that leg and look at an old black-haired Indian from Oklahoma. No, you're standing down at the river beside Brother Moore. I've been to the river tonight. Step down there at the edge of the bank. Bury your feet in the mud to lose every bit of pride about you. Look over there standing beside you. There's a guy that shoots himself four times a day with an insulin needle. Still a dancing and a shouting and a slinging mud all the way out to the middle of the lake. While you all was a shouting and a worshiping God, I felt those old tears well up in the back of my eyes. They got to running forward and down the side of my cheek. You all didn't see some of them footprints that I saw. Must have been Claude Ely's. I saw some vacant footprints, but they were heading across the water. I never did get to meet Jeff Utter, but I went by his footprint while ago, heading across that water. You hear me? Took another step or two, and I don't know what size shoe that Brother Bob Holden wore, but I think I saw it just a little while ago up here. And you ain't got the slightest idea why my heart is touched. Right now, you ain't got the slightest idea. I'm going to tell you. I was standing down there beside that river dancing and shouting and enjoying Brother Moore's company and Brother Collins's company, Jeff's company and Eddie's company, and enjoying a great time of trying to figure out who them footprints was that stepped off on the shore. And got to noticing all of those that walked down to the edge, turned around, and you can see a few of them walking back up the bank. Standing right down at the edge with us. And they turned around, and they started back up the bank. And I had an overpowering urge to follow a few of them just to see how far away they'd walk. And they got so far off the distance, I couldn't take a chance of getting that far away from the water. So I give one last holler and one last yell. Waved my hand best I could to some of my buddies that stood at the pulpit and preached with me. Waved my hand at some of my church friends that's run the aisle with me. And said, I have to see you later. I'm going back down to the water. I can't afford to miss the crossing. I won't tell you, there's a special touch tonight in this service. And this touch ain't just for the first three rows of this building and for us preachers up here around this platform. I had an overpowering urge to just walk back here and shake hands with you, Vernon. Tell you, boy, I love you. An overpowering urge to make a covenant at that crossing of the river. I'm telling you, folks, if your footprints have been close to this, and now you're a long way away from the touch, I'd give the offering back, rewind the clock, and start this thing over if I thought that you had let God bring you in the back right standing with Him and have a spiritual renewal. You hear what I'm trying to tell you? A long time before some of my preacher buddies turned around and walked back up the bank, they had second thoughts on nights just like this when they were standing by the water's edge. Before they ever decided that we wasn't a bunch that they wanted to run with, they had one more service just like this one. And while we rejoiced that God had His way, and that we felt like we could charge hell with a water gun, somebody was standing on the brink of the river trying to make up their mind whether they wanted to stay here with us or we're fixing to turn around and take a fearful leap into the dark. I'm going to tell you something. There's a few of you sitting in this building tonight. You know that the water doesn't hold the fascination to you and for you that it used to. And you know nights like this that erupted into Pentecostal worship would have had you out in the aisle coming this direction. You wasn't trying to be seen. You didn't want to get up front. You just wanted to get close to where the glory was at because you enjoyed wading around in the mud at the edge of the blessing. You enjoyed it. But tonight, 20 after, 15 after, 10 after, we're pacified to stand in our pew and watch one-tenth of this congregation bring the power and the glory of Pentecost into our midst and everybody walk out and claim victory in God. But I want to tell you something. A lot mightier men than you turned around and walked away from us. A lot stronger women than you'll ever be turned around and walked away from us. And the only thing that we've got to show for it, Brother Moore, is their footprints in the services that they used to have with us. Brother Moore, it just ain't right what the devil did to David. It ain't right. It ain't right. Me and that boy, shoulder to shoulder, in youth camps from one end of this country to the other. It ain't right what the devil did to him. And I have been on the alert, and I've had a glitch in my craw, and I've had a thorn in my flesh ever since that hell dared to invade my very own buddies to try to snatch them away from me before I was ready to let them go. I'm telling you, nobody in this building knows the nights that I'm standing in front of the mirror down at Calvary in my parsonage. There in the bathroom, sitting right on the counter, is a tape recorder with an automatic reverse on it. And there's a Pentecostal Highway of Holiness tape in it 99% of the time. You don't know how many times I've listened to Brother Collins preach that gospel. Lend my ear to the background noise to try to see if there was a response. Sometimes I've called my wife in and I've said, honey, listen, how quiet it's even getting at the highway. We've got to have a return of the power of God. And I've taken my razor and the shave cream and set it to the side. And I have laid my head on the edge of the vanity while the Highway of Holiness tape was a-rolling. And I was just saying, oh God, some of them young'uns that danced across the platform with me, they ain't a-dancing with us no more. And some of them mamas that used to shout glory be to God when we tried to keep their kids out of hell, they ain't a-shouting with the holiness preaching anymore. And those that could walk into the very sanctuary of God and feel heaven come down and kiss the earth, it's becoming a drudgery just to get to church. We have so fixed ourselves in such of a display that now then we go through the form. And really the thrill of God's not in our heart like it really ought to be. Because I'm telling you, I watched a Charles Valentine for years. stumble into our church services, sit there and look at me with a blank stare in his eye, and tell me when he could to preach it. Tonight I watched him kick up the mud around the banks of the river, lift footprints up and down the sand, and I felt myself just wanting to step in one of them and say, oh, glory be to God, the power of God is still down at the river. I'd like to put something in your thought right now and see if you can concur with me. If you don't feel the power of God like you used to feel it, I'd like to tell you it's still right down here, close to the edge of the river. And if the thrill and the worship of God isn't in your heart anymore, you can find it again right down here, shouting in the footprints of the saints of God that hasn't let it die down at the river. If your heart is backslid, you can get back to God down here at the river. But you got to make tracks this direction. If your ministry's backed up on you, and instead of the glory of God and the anointing of God, it's a drudgery to get through point A, B, and C, I want to tell you something. Down here at the edge of the river, woo, where the angels' feet have trod, by this bright and shining river flowing from the throne of God, you can get a brand new calling on your life. You can get a brand new burden for the ministry. But you got to make tracks in this direction. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This service hasn't just been for a few of us up here tonight rejoicing across this platform. And if you so ordain it, I got 5 texts clipped into my Bible ready to go tonight. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Services like this, services like this have rescued a lot more guys like me than you can ever shake a stick at. Moves of God like this have done more in my heart than some of the greatest messages that I ever heard in my life. Yea, in fact, the night that I got right with God, the preacher didn't even get to the pulpit because the Spirit of God was appointing me down toward the river. Hallelujah to God. If there's a backslider in the house right now, in the name of Jesus, turn around. Turn around. God is calling you back down to the edge of the river. Is there anybody in this house that's lost your shout? Have you been so burdened down, cast down and trodden down, that you've lost the thrill of going to the house of God, and your hands are in the air because they tell you to, and you stand up because they tell you to, and you pray because they tell you to? Well, listen, a trip to the river will change the telling you to a brand new desire. We won't have to get you worked up. You'll find yourself thrilled about God again. Brother Valentine, I tell you, so help me God, I tell you, one person in this building right now that it would obey God would take the lid right off of this service. I'm telling you, one preacher that would obey God, one preacher's wife, anybody, one person that would obey God and say, God, the river means everything, and I've got to get as close as I can. One person, one backslider, one lukewarm child of God, One carnal backslidden man or woman. One wayfaring Sunday school boy. One lying, cheating, hypocritical board member or Sunday school teacher. One musician that has their cheating heart on the radio and trying to play about the heart of God in the house of God. If one person in this building would obey the very Spirit of God and do what they feel like doing, and isn't it pathetic? Isn't it pathetic that the day and the hour has changed so much that you even have to beg people to obey the Spirit of God? When there was at one time a liberty, you wouldn't have had to ask people to get right. They'd have felt the power and the judgment of God, and they had already been up here trying to draw nigh to God. You want me to take the text? I got five of them in there. I tell you how I'm feeling right now. You pick. Because there ain't a one of them that's a burning a hole in my heart like that mud is that's a oozing up around the top of my shoes right now. Ooh, I'm a standing on holy ground. You hear me? There's always been a draw and something special about the highway of holiness in my life and in my ministry. And it's just a fitting Wednesday night that I'm standing here, a feeling God all around me, still at the edge of the river, still enjoying the touch and the blessings of God. So I'm asking you across this congregation, if there's anybody in this house, I mean bar, saxophone, bar, message, bar, nothing. If there's anybody in this house that's got any fear of God about you at all, and you're tired of walking in the wrong direction, I got great news for you. You can turn around, and you turn around tonight. You can turn your marriage around. You can turn your worship around. You can turn your job, your family, your character, your morals. You can turn them around. But you got to come back down here where we're at. No, sir, mister. I am not going to take a thimble, put it in this water, and go chasing you across the desert. No, sir. You're going to have to come back to where it is. You're going to have to come down to the edge of the brink of the river. You're the one that's going to have to come back to us. Hallelujah to God. If you remember how the mud used to feel, and it don't feel that way now, come on back down to the edge of the river. It's still a wonderful, wonderful place to stand. This tape ministry, the honorary outfit, it kind of binds you. There's names are running through my mind that I'd like to tell you about that I would have been a preaching in their presence. I mean standing in their very midst. Hey, don't sit down, folks. We're fixing to do something here. The very preachers that I have been, Brother Smith, in their midst. I was preaching one night in Bristow, Oklahoma. I only went with one message. They had me lined up for the entire week. I only went with one message. And I got up that night and I preached the message that God had burned inside my heart. And the first man to the altar, the first man that hit his knees to the altar, we overlooked him because who would have thought? Nobody would have thought. And little did we know, little did we know the raging contagion of sin and perversion that was laced inside of that man's heart. Are you listening to me? He was right there at the edge of the river with us and could have made a difference that night in the tabernacle of the Most High God. But tonight his tracks are leading back up the hill and back up the bank because he chose to run with a different bunch of folks. I'm telling you, if you want to be a born loser for the rest of your life, stand there in your sin. If you want to be a born loser and marry a born loser and date a born loser and have a born losing marriage, have a born losing job, stand back there in your sin. But if you want to be a winner, step out of that aisle, come down to the river, and be restored. Woo! There's a spirit of liberty in here. There's a spirit of deliverance. The only binding spirit is the one that you're nursing right now. The only binding spirit is the one that you're fighting with right now. I'm telling you, silver-haired saint of God that's lost the glow and the glory, come on back down to the river. Long dresses and long sleeves have never taken the place of a relationship with God down at the river. And you can't rest on your laurels. You gotta have an up-to-date, fresh river experience. You hear me? I'm telling you, young men, young boys, hey, that Brock boy, hey, Big David, I love him for several reasons, but I love him because he's trying to fill some big shoes right now down there where he's a pastor, ain't you, boy? So he moves out of his pew, comes across the back of the church, and eases down the side aisle. He's looking for one glimpse of one of them footprints of Claude Ely. Just to see. Come on up closer, David. See if you can put your foot in one of them. Come on. Move on up here a little closer. And see if you can find one of them footprints and stick your foot in it. Boy, I believe you'll fit it. I believe you're fit for the battle. I believe you're fit to step right in his place and run with it. I'm telling you, folks, if you want God to help you, if you want God to touch you, if you want the power of God again, let's all go down to the river! Woo! Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Let's put them grandmas to shame and grandpas to shame. We'd rather talk about how it used to be than get down to the river and have it again. I know folks is a-moving. I know they are. But I know in this building right here, starting in the back of the house, coming this direction, we need to have less spectators and some more participators. Because you ain't going to heaven if you don't change your way. You ain't going to make it if you don't put tracks. You ain't going to make it if you don't dig your feet in the sand. If you don't stand by Brother Collins, put your foot in the sand by the Johnsons. Put your feet in the sand by the Moors. You got to put your feet in the sand. And I'm asking you, by the power and the grace of God in this tabernacle, if somebody else will be obedient to the Spirit of God, God is honoring my prayers and I'm doing what I begged for His Spirit to move. If nothing else is accomplished, listen to me. Listen to me, youngins. How long has it been, Mama, since you prayed through to the Holy Ghost in tongues? Hey, how long's it been since the Bible leaped out at you sitting beside you there in your recliner? I'm telling you, there's people in this building that can turn this service upside down by being obedient to the Spirit of God. And it's all on you right now. It's all on you. It's all on you. Is there anybody in this house? Any young lady, any sister? I'm telling you, bumfuzzle somebody. Put somebody in a state of shock. Somebody step out of them seats. And everybody in the world thinks it's all right. Walk down to this altar and say, I'm tired of playing this. I'm tired of acting this. I'm tired of hypocriting this. I've got to have something fresh and up to date. And bless your heart, the minute you do, God's going to honor you at the water. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. She's coming. They're coming. They're coming. You're standing. You're watching. You're missing. And they're coming. The revival that you've been needing is as close as you getting a hold of yourself, boy, and saying, I'm man enough to change this. And I'm going to let God do something for me. Keep praying, saints. Yeah, we're gathering. Don't let that distract you. Keep praying, other saints. There's backsliders in this house. There's sinners in this house. And the most important thing under God's heaven is for God to change some attitudes. Do you need to pray until you can tell somebody, I forgive you? Has anybody got all against somebody and it's took your shout and your glory? Does anybody need to pray until they can admit they made a mistake and go to somebody and ask forgiveness? Listen to me. Listen to me. Hey. They're still coming. They're still coming. They're still coming. They're still coming. No, we're not exempt. Everybody else in the house that considers yourself a blood-bought believer, come on down here with us right now in Jesus' name. Everybody in the house that considers yourself a born-again child of God, come on down here. And make another track in the mud. Come down here worshiping God. Come down here trying to get close to L.L. Collins' footprints. Try to get close to Andy Johnson's footprints. Try to get close, man, to these holiness footprints. You young people, get close to this. It'll save you at school. It'll keep you out of the dark alleys. And it'll keep you out of the tight places of hell. Every born-again believer, unless you're physically challenged, unless you're holding an infant, unless there's some other obstruction keeping you from exercising your free will, I beckon you to get out of that seat. Come down here. It might have been 20 years since you scraped yourself off that pew, walked down to the edge of the river, and left a footprint. But tonight's the night to leave a fresh footprint. Hallelujah! Join us, believers. Join us, believers. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Don't be embarrassed. You don't have to be from this church. You don't have to know who I am. You just got to know where the river's at. Hallelujah to God. If you're not physically challenged, if you're not taking care of an infant, I ask you, if you consider yourself a blood-bought child of God, pull up close to this water and leave a fresh footprint tonight. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And now, you saints of God, around the bank of the river, lift your voice. Raise your hands in behalf of everybody in this house that's still in their seat. Raise your hand in behalf of everybody that's still not down at the edge of the river. We can't afford to close this service out without us begging God to bring them to the river with us. Don't pray till you feel better. Pray till you pray through. Put it on the altar. Stomp your feet in the mud. Jump up and down. Dig your trench. My God, do whatever you have to do. But have revival down here at the edge of this river. Woo! Pray with your husband. Take the hand of a friend standing beside you. Do whatever you have to do. But make tracks tonight down by the edge of this river. You're going to need to call on this night again. This night's going to come back and remind you down the road. You need to leave a track. Leave a shout. Hallelujah. It'd be decent and in order for you to run up and down the bank of the river shouting, glory be to God, hallelujah, I feel it. It'd be decent and in order for the children of God to splash the water all the way across their soul. Woo! There may be nights that it's in order to look around and glance around. There may be nights that it's in order to wonder what somebody else is doing. But tonight ain't that night. Tonight ain't that night. I'm telling you, tonight ain't that night. We ain't got time for spectators right now. We're knee deep in the mud of God's blessing. We're feeling the waters start to rise. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Tonight ain't the night to watch somebody else get wet. Tonight's the night for you to take your shoes off. Wade out a little bit deeper. Make some tracks in the Holy Ghost. And let God restore you. Give you a brand new blessing. A brand new refilling. A brand new call to the ministry. Tonight's the night. Woo! It's working. It's working. It's working. Feel the chains. Hear them start to rattle. Know that the mud is fixing to swallow them up. Feel the victory. Feel somebody call to preach. Feel a pastor's wife heal tonight. Feel it, saints of God. Woo! Woo! You may be the one that's splashing the water of victory. Don't quit praising him. Woo!
Tarabatalabasakabara.